Israel stepped up its attacks in Lebanon late Thursday. However, tensions escalated as at least one Katyusha rocket landed in Israel's third-largest city, Haifa. It was the first time a rocket has hit Haifa, which is about 50 kilometers from the Lebanese border. No casualties were reported in the incident. Senior Israeli and military political leaders all say they will no longer tolerate a Hezbollah presence in South Lebanon. Air Force General Ido Nehushtan, a member of the Israeli Defense Forces General Staff, met with reporters.
The objectives, I think, was stated very clearly. This situation in which a very lethal terrorist organization, and Hezbollah is a very lethal and capable terrorist organization, this situation in which it operates from a sovereign country, our neighbor, freely, can no longer be tolerated. And we have to address that. This is the objective.
The United States and Britain also consider Hezbollah a terrorist organization. General Nehushtan says Israelis are prepared to take as long as they need to achieve their objectives.
We have patience. We are resolved. And again, we have to provide security for our citizens. And we are willing to take as long as it takes.
Israeli officials say they expect Lebanon to fulfill UN Security Council resolutions and move the Lebanese army into territory previously occupied by Hezbollah guerrillas, something the Lebanese government has so far refused to do. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Gideon Meir says under no condition will Israel negotiate with Hezbollah to end the crisis.
I repeat the policy which was expressed by Israel's Prime Minister. Israel will not negotiate directly or indirectly with any group who is kidnapping Israeli soldiers.
Even as they intensified attacks against targets in Lebanon, Israeli military authorities authorized further incursions in the Gaza Strip as part of a two-week operation to free a captured Israeli serviceman and stop the firing of homemade Qassam rockets by Palestinian militants into Israel. An Israeli airstrike destroyed the offices of the Palestinian Foreign Minister Mahmoud Zahar, a senior Hamas militant. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas urged the international community to intervene, saying Israel's Lebanon offensive is raising fears of a new regional war in the Middle East. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.